This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect with your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And I'm so glad you're able to join me as we continue our series, Nothing But the Blood. And I'm going to start by reading Exodus chapter 24 and verse 3. So Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord and all the judgments. And all the people answered with one voice and said, "All the words which the Lord has said we will do." And Moses wrote all the words of the Lord, and he rose early in the morning and built an altar at the foot of the mountain and 12 pillars according to the 12 tribes of Israel. Then he sent young men of the children of Israel who offered burnt offerings and sacrificed peace offerings of oxen to the Lord. And Moses took half the blood and put it in basins, and half the blood he sprinkled on the altar. Then he took the book of the covenant and read it in the hearing of the people. And they said, "All that the Lord has said we will do and be obedient." And Moses took the blood, sprinkled it on the people and said, "This is the blood of the covenant which the Lord has made with you according to all these words." And so, you know, Moses sprinkled the blood on the altar, on the book, on the people. And, you know, again, this is something I think that's tremendously important for us to understand. And that is the power of the blood applied. It's interesting that the blood had to be applied. It had to be sprinkled. And Hebrews chapter 9, verse 15. "And for this reason, he is the mediator of the new covenant by means of death for the redemption of the transgressions under the first covenant, that those who are called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance. For where there is a testament, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator. For a testament is in force after men are dead, since it has no power at all while the testator lives. Therefore, not even the first covenant was dedicated without blood. For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and goats and water, scarlet wool and hyssop, and sprinkled both the book itself and all the people, saying, 'This is the blood of the covenant which God has commanded you.' Then likewise he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry. And according to the law, almost all things are purified with blood, and without shedding of blood there is no remission." And that was verse 22. "And according to the law, almost all things are purified with blood, and without shedding of blood there is no remission." And the NIV says, "And without this shedding of blood there is no forgiveness." And so, again, this week we're just going to focus and go a little bit more in depth in terms of understanding the power of the blood. Because, again, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. It's my sincere hope that the eyes of your spirit have been opened thus far to the tremendous power there is in the precious blood of Jesus. Because revelation brings revolution. And this is what Paul the Apostle prayed for us, Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16. "I do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers." And so what was Paul praying? Verse 17. "That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come." Again, so Paul was praying that we would have, you know, that God the Father would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, and that the eyes of our understanding would be enlightened. Because again, revelation brings revolution. Paul prayed that the eyes of our understanding, not our physical eyes. Now, I mean, he's talking about something more than simply natural sight. He's talking about supernatural insight, that the eyes of our understanding or the eyes of our spirit would be enlightened. And again, if you can truly understand what the blood of Jesus has done, is doing, and will do, you will never be the same again. Guilt and shame are erased, demons flee, bondages break, burdens are lifted, and fear is eliminated. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Fear has no place in you." And remember this, it is the blood that sets you free. The blood of Jesus and an understanding or revelation of the blood of Jesus will set you free from fear. "What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. In the blood and only in the blood we find, number one, salvation. Isaiah chapter 63 and verse 1. Who is this coming from Eden, from Borza, with his garments stained crimson? Who is this robed in splendor, striding forward in the greatness of his strength? It is I, proclaiming victory, mighty to save. And again, the contemporary English, who is this coming from Borza in Eden with clothes stained red? Who is this hero marching in his glorious uniform? It's me, the Lord. I have won the battle and I can save you. Jesus Christ is still mighty to save. I gave my heart to Christ as a young man in 1991 and never regretted it. Greatest decision I ever made was to surrender my life to Jesus Christ. And, you know, I get it. No man comes to the Father unless the Lord draws him. But again, we have the ability to say no to God. And I thank God that I said yes. But over the years and looking back, I realized that he has kept me. And looking back over my life, I realize he has kept me, directed, corrected, encouraged, strengthened, provided for, and blessed me. God has been so good to me. I'm grateful to God for all he has done in my life. I'm now a husband and a father and a pastor, but the greatest title I have is that I'm a follower of Christ. I'm a Christian, and that is not just what I believe, it is who I am. John chapter 1, verse 12. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. And so, again, we are followers of Christ. We are children of God. And, you know, I love that song, I'm no longer a slave to fear because I am a child of God. Acts chapter 16 and verse 30. And he brought them out and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? So they said, Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your household. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. And it tells us, If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. We must understand this. Salvation is Christ-centered. Salvation belongs to our God. Revelation chapter 7 and verse 9. After these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with robes and with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, saying, Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. We must understand that salvation belongs to our God. I like what Pastor Adrian Rogers said. You are not saved by the plan of salvation. You are saved by the man of salvation. We are saved by Christ, not just from sin, Satan, and the powers of darkness. We are saved from self. The blood has cleansed us and we are saved. We have been made new. This is why 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us, If any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. No guru, philosopher, religion, or ideology can offer this. Only the new birth can offer man a new beginning. And thank God, through the blood of Jesus Christ, we have been made new. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland. God bless you.